For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Kentucky recently lost a political legend with the death of Wendell H. Ford. The boy from Yellow Creek, as he often called himself, was the only Kentuckian to serve successively as lieutenant governor, governor, and U.S. senator. Despite his climb through the political ranks, Ford never forgot his home. Lisa Autry takes us there in this report.
When you drive around Owensboro, you're likely to get on the Wendell Ford Expressway. But talk to just about anyone, and you'll find his legacy runs much deeper in this community.
He was kind of like your favorite uncle. He was a person who was very personable, very compassionate, very humorous, and you always knew that if you had an issue that you could call a senator, and he would give that issue his attention.
That's Fred Reeves, a former president of the Owensboro Chamber of Commerce. Despite his years living in Frankfort and Washington, Owensboro was always home to the former governor and U.S. senator. Wendell Ford held the city and its people close to his heart. Fred Reeves remembers Ford for his compassion.
I'll never forget one day he called. You know, a lot of times you get a call, would you hold for so-and-so or whatever? And I picked up the phone and said, Fred, this is Wendell. And he had called, he had heard about a young lady through some of his relatives, I think, who had single mom who'd lost her job. And said, Fred said, so-and-so has a run of bad luck. I said, do you think there's any way you could maybe help her find something in the way of employment? Because she's, you know, she's got a child and she's very concerned. And, you know, how many senators would call you personally on the phone, pick up, dial the number themselves, and ask you to do something for an individual citizen who wasn't an important person in terms of how we used to think of important people, but somebody who just had a need. And that's the kind of person that he was.
A week after the Democratic statesman was laid to rest, Owensboro citizens are still eager to share fond remembrances of Ford. Cheryl Bradley started working for Senator Ford's family-run insurance agency in 1970. He was lieutenant governor by that time and was less involved in the business.
But because his brother was here, he would stop in, and then he was always very kind and gracious to the employees.
Ford's brother, Rayburn, was running the insurance agency. As his secretary, Cheryl Bradley recalls Rayburn often played the role of messenger for his brother, the politician.
I can remember people coming in and saying, well, we need a stoplight at a certain intersection. We just have a lot of traffic there, and there's going to be a big accident. Can you get this message to Wendell? We had some stationery made up kind of especially for these things. Wendell referred to Rayburn often as his fat baby brother. So Rayburn had some memos printed that said, from the office of the FBB. And when Wendell got that, he knew pretty much what he was getting. He was getting a request from his fat baby brother.
The E.M. Ford Company today is run by Senator Ford's three grandsons. It's one of several physical reminders of Ford's legacy around Owensboro. The U.S. 60 bypass around the city is named in his honor, as well as a portion of the Western Kentucky Parkway. The airfield at the Owensboro-Davis County Regional Airport bears his name, as does the National Guard Training Center. A bust of Senator Ford stands on the lawn of the Davis County Courthouse. Sheriff Keith Kane recalls the time it was stolen by some pranksters.
And you can imagine the chagrin of my sheriff at that time. I was a young deputy. And so I was told to drop whatever I was doing and find Senator Ford's head. We were very fortunate in that law enforcement in one of our southern states picked up some information indicating it was at a fraternity house at one of the colleges there. So I can recall when we found it, he came into my office one day and indicated that while he had been accused of it many times, this was the first time he had literally lost his head.
Perhaps Senator Ford's most indelible mark on Owensboro is the Wendell H. Ford Government Education Center.
Wendell Ford began his journey when candidates crisscrossed the state in wood panel station wagons.
An audio exhibit traces Ford's rise in politics from a page in the state legislature to governor and U.S. senator. The center houses the Statesmanship Academy that serves high school students in Davis and surrounding counties. Ford Center Director Bruce Kunze says up until the last couple of years, the senator remained active mentoring students.
We ask students for reflections after the senator passed, and I think the one student asked him what was the best advice that he ever received, and he said, just be honest. And I think that was what he was known for. He was a straight shooter. And when he told you something, you could count on that. And I think that was what people loved about him.
The center has produced some budding politicians like Leah Ruhlman, a junior at Apollo High School in Davis County.
I really love how it's made me very interested in government because I grew up in a family that wasn't really interested in politics, so I've just never had an ambition to work in government or think about it.
While the Ford Center grooms a new generation of political leaders, the current generation is indebted to the late senator. Inspired by Ford to enter politics himself, State Representative Tommy Thompson says he exemplified what it meant to be a true public servant.
You know, after four terms of being United States Senator and then plus previous to that in his offices, he could have retired and should have gone to Florida and gone fishing, but he didn't do that. He stayed active. And he advocated for people that he thought could make a difference for Kentucky. He went to every event, and he just stayed involved. And his faculties were so strong right up until the end. But that's what impressed me more than anything is that he just didn't fold his tent and go home. He just stayed active because that was his style.
Thompson also remembers Ford for his sense of humor, like the time he posed for a photo with the senator.
And right after they snapped the shot, he looked at the photographer and said, "Make sure that you send one of those to my wife, Jean, because my eyes were open and my mouth was shut." And I thought that was great. And then I loved his line where he used to always say, "It's so tough being a senator from Kentucky where you have to defend smoking and drinking."
Candace Brake is a former city commissioner and now heads the Green River Community Foundation. She grew up in a family of Ford supporters, but she never really got to know the senator until she co-chaired a fundraiser for the Ford Government Education Center.
And it was at that point that I was afforded the opportunity to get to spend one-on-one time with him and to really see not just his legacy, but the way he cared about people. Mm-hmm. And I was so touched with his ability to see the talent in each person with whom he came in contact. And he always saw the best in young people. And he allowed those young people to see the best in themselves.
During his rise through the political ranks, the down-to-earth boy from Yellow Creek left a lasting impression on everyone he met. Never wavering was his deep love of Kentucky and the people that put him in office year after year. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.